Grace to you and peace from our God and Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, dear friends, in the world today, there is a lot of confusion about the Holy Spirit. And in fact, perhaps you have friends and neighbors that have come to you and said, you know, you need to take your faith to the next level. You need to get a special blessing of that Holy Spirit. You need to be able to speak in tongues, you know, just as we do in various other denominations. But isn't it interesting in our text for today, when the apostles were given this gift of speaking in tongues, it was so they could communicate with the people of various other languages without having to spend years learning that particular language. See, when the apostles received this gift of the Holy Spirit, it was not just so they could have some kind of a private language to communicate with God, and no one else could understand what was being spoken, but rather it was that each apostle was given certain real languages with which they could communicate with other people. For example, a disciple that didn't know how to speak English suddenly had that gift of being able to speak in the English language. Others perhaps given that gift to be able to speak in the German language, to be able to speak French without having to spend 4, 5, 6 years studying at the university. The gift of being able to speak to people of the Oriental race, to have Chinese or Japanese or Korean right at their fingertips, so to speak. Not having to spend, you know, for me it'd probably take 8 years, you know, to be able to effectively communicate in a different language. But for the apostles, they had that miraculous gift given to them. A difference, really, this is what the Spirit is talking about in our text for today. The Word of God needed to go out. The disciples, in God's estimation, didn't have 8 or 9 or 10 years to learn individual different languages. He wanted them to go and tell right now. And so they received that blessed gift. A gift of communication, a gift of being able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with every other race at the time. You know, in our present day and age, I don't know that that gift would be necessary, right? The Bible has been translated in probably, you know, 95-98% of the world's languages. For many people around the world, they have access to Christian radio in their own language, right? With satellite communication, people have, you know, Christian TV in even remote locations. There really would be no reason, but yet it perhaps still could happen, where the Lord wants the gospel to go to a particular area. There are no missionaries that have been trained in that language. He simply gives his word to a certain individual and says, go. Go and share that good news. It could happen, but in our day and age, we don't often see that taking place. And yet we might say to ourselves, wouldn't it be wonderful to have such a significant sign? You know, if I woke up this morning and suddenly I could speak Chinese and I had never studied it, right? To be able to go and communicate with, you know, Chinese people in their own language, and I could say to myself, wow, I have arrived. The Lord has blessed me with this miraculous gift. I suddenly have the ability. I can do it. Wouldn't that give a reassurance? Right? And that's kind of what we want, isn't it? If I could just have some reassurance like that, if I could just see God's miraculous power in my life, wouldn't that be incredible. But dear friends, when we think about it, right, that power of God is present in our lives, isn't it? For God said, you know, when we got baptized, he gave to us his Holy Spirit. Right, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your aunt, your uncle, they came and brought you to the church on a particular day. The pastor, you know, applied the water according to God's formula in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us that at that moment, you received the Holy Spirit. Now, really, when we think about it, that's why we say, you know, children are innocent, isn't it? Because with the gift of the Holy Spirit, you know, they're going through childhood. And well, sure, we all sin. We all have fallen short, right? Sometimes our kids are naughty. But we say they're innocent. Right? Your little son or daughter at the age of eight, you know, made you a handmade Mother's Day card, right? And hopefully for you, maybe your grandchildren made you some Mother's Day cards, you know, during this holiday season. And they brought it to you and they said, oh, I love you so much, Mom. I love you so much, Grandma. They gave you a little handmade card. They said, yeah. Right, dear friends, that is what the Holy Spirit does today. That little selfish child, right? That little, you know, bratty pipsqueak, you know, because the Holy Spirit lives in them, is able to come and touch your heart. Now, maybe your kids got to the age of 10 or 12 and they said, you know, Mom, thanks for making dinner. You know? Or they saw you're having a tough day and they said, Mom, let me help you out with that. Now, sure, you know, in our day and age, you know, if people get to be 14 or 15 and they're off with their friends and they're doing their own thing and we wonder what happened, perhaps, right? But you can have those memories of that time when your family was young, right? The little boys and girls gathered around and the sweet and kind things that they did. See, that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And you and I, you know, even in adulthood, we continue to access the Holy Spirit every day, can't we? Especially during tough times. So what happens to you? You're off at work, you fellas, and you're just kind of having a bad day, and the supervisor is breathing down your neck, and he's, you know, started hammering on you and telling you what a bad employee you were and how you were messing up so much. And you know, what happens for people out in the world, right, it starts to snowball, it starts to go downhill, right? Because then the fella comes home from work and he says, wife, where is my dinner? Why isn't my dinner ready? And by the way, keep those kids quiet because I have to recover so that I can make it through tomorrow. Or even worse yet, you know, maybe we went off to the bar and we said, man, that was like a 4-beer day. You know, I'm going to have to go to the bar and have about 4 beers to get over, you know, what my supervisor was like today. And you didn't even make it home, see. And that is what the world is like, right, isn't it? And maybe you've been there at times. But dear friends, because the Holy Spirit lives in us at any moment in time, you know, we can go to the Lord in prayer and we can say, oh Lord, you know what I was feeling just now. You know how I want to punch that guy in the nose. But Lord, right, take this from me and help me make it through this day. And help me be able to leave work at work when I go home. And help me to be able to be the kind of husband that I need to be for my wife. Help me to be able to be the kind of father I need to be for my kids. Lord, help me. And guess what? The Lord is faithful, right? He is true. He's come and he's helped you and I through circumstances, you know, such as I just spoke about, hasn't he? As you had those experiences as well, where you took it to the Lord in prayer and he smoothed you out, right? He calmed you down. He helped you to make it through that difficult work experience, right? He held you in his hands. And you got home on that particular night, and you didn't have to stop at the bar, right? You didn't have to have four beers to make up for it. And you didn't yell at your wife and say, "Where is my dinner? Why isn't it ready?" And you're patient with your kids, and you had a nice evening, even though the circumstances were the same, right? You've been there too. And dear friends, really, as impressive as we might imagine it to be to wake up one morning and be able to speak Chinese without any formal training, isn't it just as magnificent that we have had days like I just mentioned? Well, we went to the Lord in prayer. And we received his forgiveness right away for the you know, bad thoughts that we had had. You know, punch that guy in the nose. And we're able to make it through the work day. And we're able to leave work at work. And we're able to come home. And we're able to be the kinds of people God has called us to be. Isn't that a miracle in itself? You might say, "Well, I never really thought about it that way." But dear friends, you know, as important as it was that God sent Jesus into this world, you know, 2,000 years ago, how much more important is it that every single day he gives his Holy Spirit? That we can show forth that patience and kindness and gentleness and self-control. Those things that the Bible says are the fruits of the Spirit. Now, it's perhaps easy for us to get caught up and say, "Boy, I wish I could be like, you know, some of my friends. And I wish I had some special miracle in my life, or I wish that I had a special prayer language just that God could understand and I could, you know, show that, and wouldn't that be grand?" But we have something even better, don't we? We have a friend who stands closer than a brother, the Bible says. We have one who cares for us in the midst of difficult circumstances. Now, Jesus came into the world and he said, "You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. In this world, you will have trouble. But fear not, I have overcome the world." And so in this world, you know, you and I, we're going to face difficulty. In this world, there's going to be days when maybe you wanted to punch your supervisor in the nose. In this world, there's going to be times when you said, "Hey, this was a four-beer day, and maybe I need to stop at the bar to come down from what happened." And in this world, there are going to be those roadblocks and you know, these feelings of frustration. And in this world, God gives his Holy Spirit. It's just a prayer away. He's always praying for us, the Bible says. Even when we don't have the words to be able to articulate how frustrated we are told the Holy Spirit prays for us. He loves us. The Holy Spirit is kind of quiet. And we might say, you know, the Holy Spirit, he's maybe kind of shy, even. He doesn't really like to be around loud and boisterous people. He doesn't like to be around people in a crowd that are committing sin. But he longs to be with those who love God, who are called according to his purpose, who desire to lay their sin at the feet of Jesus, to repent, to come back, to do God's will. He loves you so much. He loves you like a brother, like a sister. He loves you just as much as any of your good friends. He's there for you. He desires to lift you up again, to walk hand in hand with you through the trials of life, even to pick you up in his arms when the going got too tough, to carry you, to hold you close to himself, to forgive your sin, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be in your hearts and minds now and always. Amen.